into my dishonesty and fear. I didn't like the things I learned about myself, but I didn't want to go back where I had come from. I found out that there was no substance on the planet that could help me get honest. I would do just about anything to avoid working on myself. The thing that kept me sober until I got a grip on honesty was the love in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I made some friends for the first time in my life. Real friends that cared even when I was broke and feeling desperate. At 22 months of sobriety, I was finally able to complete an honest inventory. The fifth step enabled me to see my part in my resentments and fears. In the chapter, How It Works, in the Big Book, I was shown some questions. The answers to these questions provided me with knowledge about my reactions to the conditions in my life. Every response to every resentment, real or imagined, had been sick and self-destructive. I was allowing others to control my sense of well-being and behavior. I came to understand that the behavior, opinions, and thoughts of others were none of my business. The only business I was to be concerned with was my own. I asked my higher power to remove from me everything that stood in the way of my usefulness to him and others, and to help me build a new life. I met my current husband in an AA meeting. Together, we carry the message to Indian people on reservations all over the country. I started at the fifth grade level in school when I had been sober nearly 2 years. After college, I started my own business. Today, I publish the books I write. Our daughter was